This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. The LGBTIQ caucus of the Australian Labor Party has broken ranks with New South Wales Labor and New South Wales opposition leader Jodie McKay over their support for a policy that would allow New South Wales police to force people who have been charged but not convicted to submit to blood testing for bloodborne viruses. Rainbow Labor publicly called out New South Wales Labor and its leader in a statement posted to social media last week. Rainbow Labor are writing to formally condemn your proposal to introduce a bill to enforce mandatory blood testing of individuals whose bodily fluids come into contact with emergency services personnel, such as police officers. One of Sydney's longest-running sex-on-premises venues, Signal, which has operated continuously since 1996, is closing its doors at the end of November. The sex-on-premises venue, which has operated at the corner of Riley Street and Arnold Place in Darlinghurst for almost a quarter of a century, announced its closure on gay cruising website squirt.org this past week. Regular patrons of Signal were quick to respond with words of love or share stories of their shenanigans at the club over the years. An Anglican priest and his male partner have become the first same-sex couple to be given a church marriage in Bendigo after they were married by a uniting church minister last Saturday. Father Noel Richards was ordained as an Anglican priest over 40 years ago and has been in a committed relationship with his partner Drew Reed for 5 years, but they were unable to be married within their own Protestant denomination because of Anglican opposition to same-sex marriage. The Uniting Church in Australia began performing church weddings for same-sex couples in late September last year, though any Uniting minister who does not wish to perform the service can still opt out. 2GB talk radio host Ray Hadley has repeatedly implied that a person could be infected with a blood-borne virus like HIV if they were spat on or bitten in a radio segment that aired recently following an interview with New South Wales opposition leader Jodie McKay, in which she announced that Labor would be moving legislation to allow people accused of assaulting emergency service workers to be forcibly blood tested. Hadley incorrectly stated, "Just say, for instance, a police officer, an ambulance officer, someone in health services gets spat on in the face, gets bitten. Well, obviously, they live for the next 6 months until testing can clear them with the fear that they've contracted some disease from the person inflicting the bite or spitting in their face." Instagram is banning advertisements targeting gay and bi men for the HIV preventative medication PrEP on account of being too political. The popular photo-sharing app is a subsidiary of Facebook and owned by its founder, Mark Zuckerberg, who recently appeared before the US Congress's House Financial Services Committee to defend his site's acceptance of political advertisements, even if they're untrue. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
A lesbian weightlifter couple have tied the knot by deadlifting over 250 pounds together. After marrying in Brooklyn's Prospect Park, Zena Hernandez and Lisa Yang walked up to the rainbow-coloured barbell and climaxed their wedding ceremony by doing the lift together in full bridal gowns. Washington Nationals relief pitcher Sean Doolittle says he will not be visiting the White House following his side's World Series win, as he and his wife Irene Doolan are longtime supporters of the LGBTQ community. In 2015, Doolittle scheduled an LGBT Pride Night with Dolan for his club, The Athletics, to raise money and donate 900 tickets to LGBT youth, and he also recently condemned the use of anti-gay slurs among athletes and wore a rainbow pride flag. Dolan has joined a handful of other athletes who have declined to visit the White House for political reasons since the beginning of the Trump administration. And finally, USA Hockey are introducing indefinite suspensions for racist and homophobic language due to persistent reports of harassment in the game. Hockey President Jim Smith sent a letter to USA Hockey members last week announcing he's dramatically increasing the penalty for slurs as well as other hateful language in the game, as the existing punishments aren't sufficient. Under current rules, a player is removed from the game with a one-match suspension if the ref hears the slur, but now, once the comment is reported, they'll be suspended immediately until a hearing is conducted by the governing body.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.